From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The Senate has spent nearly 2 weeks debating the president's $87 billion request for operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Senate will decide as early as tonight whether half the money earmarked for rebuilding Iraq will be offered as a loan rather than a grant. Joining us now to discuss this issue and the larger Senate debate is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. David, why does it seem to matter so much to some senators that a portion of this money, and a small portion at that, be repaid?
Well, Michelle, first I should point out that some of these senators are Republicans who've resisted some pretty tough blandishments this week from President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and Secretary of State Colin Powell, who've urged them not to attach any conditions to the $87 billion. They want a pure grant. But, you know, these senators were back in their home states all last week, and they heard from a lot of constituents who were angry about taxpayers having to foot the entire bill, U.S. taxpayers, for building up a nation that is said to have the world's second largest oil reserves. And so these senators have promised to do something about that. And it's true that only about $10 billion of the $87 billion would be in the form of loans. But that's probably enough to give some political cover to senators who want to say that they've kept this from being a complete giveaway by Congress. The rest of that money will all have to be borrowed, which would make the $500 billion deficit that's projected for next year that much bigger.
So why does the White House seem to resist this notion so fiercely?
Well, the White House says that making the Iraqis repay reconstruction money with future oil revenues would only reinforce critics who say the U.S. invaded Iraq for its oil. They say that Iraq already is staggering under the debt it inherited from Saddam Hussein's rule, and they also say that making that money alone sends the wrong signal to other nations who the U.S. is trying to persuade to kick in money next week at the International Donors Conference in Madrid. Those countries might say, why should we pay into this if the U.S. is demanding repayment from Iraq? As it is, the World Bank figures Iraq needs over the next 5 years about $36 billion more than the $20 billion the U.S. is providing for reconstruction in Iraq, but so far less than $3 billion has been pledged for that effort by other nations.
So it appears that debt is a particular problem for Iraq.
Well, it is, but it's not clear exactly how big the debt is in the first place. The estimates range from $65 billion to $130 billion. But in fact, under international law, and this is something that the top U.S. civilian authority in Iraq, Paul Bremer, pointed out when he testified before Congress last month, the occupying power there, which is the U.S., is actually responsible for that debt. The loan amendment that is being proposed by a bipartisan group in the Senate proposes that the money that's lent to Iraq be converted to a grant if and only if 90% of Iraq's foreign debt is forgiven by creditor nations. But it's not clear whether the biggest creditors, which include the Gulf states, Kuwait, and Russia, would be willing to write off the billions of dollars that they're owed.
David, many assume the overall amount will be approved, especially the $67 billion for military purposes. But are there other amendments or issues that are yet to be resolved?
Well, one of the biggest issues is how much accountability will be required from the administration for how that money is spent. But Senate leaders from both parties have agreed to leave that up to the conference committee that will try to reconcile the bill that the Senate's expected to approve tomorrow with the bill the House is also expected to approve tomorrow. And there's a lot of pressure from the administration to have this money signed into law by next Thursday, which is when the donors' conference begins in Madrid.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna. David, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Michelle.